seat.
What the fuck? My boss just texted me to come in, and I'm like, I'm not available until 5. This motherfucker will be on my casket during my funeral and be like, I can't believe you would die. We're severely understaffed today. What the fuck? I still need you to come in. No, I'm coming in at 5, you asshole. Hello! Welcome to another episode of the Z-Team. I am your humble dungeon master, Sky. And with me are my ever-benevolent players. With me is Engines as Rodar.
Heyo.
Oh, we got Raz as the Kian.
I'm not here.
We got Coop as Quill.
Hello.
Onyx as Artemis the Red.
Howdy, howdy.
And we have Olive as our mysterious player.
Hi.
That was so very sad. Mysterious. I like that. I enjoyed that. That was good stuff. I love that. 10 out of 10.
Hell yeah. Just,
yeah. All right. So last time on Dragon Ball Z Team, we had a conclusion of the fight with the bounty hunter, the mysterious man and his weird trash can robot. You were able to basically almost destroy him, and he grabbed the bomb in the middle of his chest. And Olive, with her quick thinking, Aelora grabbed the gentleman and brought him into the realm of Corninkas with her. The explosion was never seen by pretty much everyone, and you guys were left in silence. You grabbed what you could out of the gentleman's belongings of a briefcase, and you grabbed a red gem from a statue, and you bailed out the window like true museum thieves, ran all the way back to Kian's apartment, and started looking into what you had acquired, as well as what Gimlix had given you. And that's kind of where we are now, after I'm not too sure if you guys are short or long rested. Regardless, you guys are safe at Kian's house. There's fresh Tupperware and food. There's naps to be had, and Kian has identified nearly all the objects.
And I believe Kian and Rodar actually came downstairs to tell us all about the use of these items, right?
Yes.
Well, more or less.
So yeah, he explained, I believe, it's the gems, the spear, and then the golem's heart is what he called it.
Artemis, could you just hold a spear for me?
The 50-pound spear. It's probably not 50 pounds. It's probably somewhere around 20, but that's still insanely heavy, because your average like greatsword is like 8 to 10 at best.
Got their juice boxes and cheese strings that Kian's mother left for us.
Hey, stay out of my cheese strings.
No, they're mine now.
Oh, but it's okay if I have one of these juice boxes, right?
Well, I mean, they're prune flavored, so go ahead.
Ew. Who the fuck?
Kian.
Hey, you just have your regular bowel syndrome or something, man? What's going on here?
Gotta stay regular, man.
Ugh, Jesus. Like a fucking mess. Anyway.
So can we make it into an actor war?
Well, I can't exactly just, like, poof, there's magically an axe in front of me.
Well,
are you poof and
job.
It's magically an axe?
Holy shit!
Yeah,
Kian, why would you poof?
Power of the prune.
Oh, no. Why would you poop?
Here's your shitty axe.
Poop, poop, poop.
Is that canon? Did he just shit out an axe?
No.
No, that's not fair.
I do gotta draw the line in a few places.
I draw the
round. You said it.
I draw the line at.
I sure did.
At poot axes.
The DM said it true. Fine.
DM sets the mood.
And apparently the mood is shit. All right, so.
Hey.
Thank you for jumping on that joke.
Yeah. Hey.
All right, so Kian, how are we using these? And then once we use these, how we finding Olive?
All right, I can answer the first question, which is you use them when you use them, and after I build something, which I haven't done yet, because I've only just told you what they do, and I don't know what you guys want, so that's very important for me to find out. As for Olive, I don't know who Olive is, so
shit,
I need help with
fire.
That.
Fuck off. Man, I'm off it today. I'm off it. You're off it. We're all just fucking off it today, man.
I was wondering if he was going to mention
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, who's Olive then?
No, I can't. It's fucking Aelora. Wow.
Is that like your lady lover?
My brain is not in it.
We're going to start using our real names.
We don't even use each other's real names. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true. I use real names all the time.
Real shitty name. Sorry.
Hey, yo.
Yeah. You want to start your sentence again there, Artemis?
No.
Okay.
All right. Segways are weird.
Paul ruined the moment for me. No.
I've made my bed. I'm laying in it.
Look, once we get this all, wait a minute. Oh yeah, that's right. The heart item. Do we want to put it in Quill?
I mean, does Quill need a new heart?
I'm sorry. What are we putting in me?
Maybe he's hungry.
This burning red fiery gem that just doesn't burn you while you're touching it.
I mean, that does sound pretty cool. How big is the gem? Like,
about the size of your heart?
Sized?
Heart sized.
Mm. Yeah.
Where exactly but is this supposed to go?
In your chest.
In your chest.
In your chest.
I mean, I have scales there right now. I think I'm okay.
Into the chesticle.
The chesticle receptacle.
Hmm.
Would people be able to see it when it's in your chest?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I guess it depends on where he puts it.
In your chest.
Yeah, right in the center of your armor.
Oh my god.
I go crazy. I meant outside or inside of armor, people. God. Okay, I mean, I do most of the healing anyway, so why not?
Cool. Kalima! Artemis slaps that bitch in there.
Artemis, with his child-sized hands, grabs a full-grown dragonborn's heart.
Yeah, it's like it's like holding a grapefruit, right?
With your size hands, it's more like holding a fucking
watermelon.
Yeah.
Are we getting some watermelons?
Yeah, I slap the golem's heart into Torag's armor.
Who's Torag?
Exactly. That's my name.
Hmm?
Do you remember when his name was Torque? And he tried to lie?
Hey, I lied very convincingly there.
Alright.
Can you just slap this into armor? This is how this works?
Wait, did that actually work? Or did it just like bounce off
like
and roll on the ground?
Yeah, it's just like hit the armor and just kind of...
Did you just slap it on his body?
No,
just, like,
you do
duct tape it?
You do have to combine it. He just slapped like a gem against your breastplate.
Oh, damn.
Artemis.
Look, my dad...
that bard card is a shiny
look, my dad
right
told
now
my mom
it
long ago
really
that they
impressive
did this before. And they just started shoving gems into armor and it stuck. And I guess it didn't work this time. Yeah, well.
Explains a lot where you came from.
Anyway.
Maybe you gotta do it harder. Give it to me.
No.
Yeah, give it to him harder.
Harder isn't better.
Oh. I don't know about that.
You're not trying to break whatever you're doing.
Well, no, but if you've gotta push something in somebody's armor and skin, you gotta do it pretty hard.
I don't
hard
think we're trying to put it in his skin.
You just said it would be in his chest.
I guess I should have said his chest plate, but specificity.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, so that doesn't go in your skin, it only goes in, well, I can't wear it, then can I?
Compute.
Yeah, I don't think you have a chest plate. I don't think your bear skin can accept the heart.
Okay, try.
Why not? I could put it in bear skin, I'm sure.
No.
I don't have any bear skin either.
God damn it.
Oh.
I can like come you back next no week. I think I was going to be on the chest thing for like 30 minutes.
Look, I feel like we're just so directionless. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Wow.
My nose is so stuffed. I'm messing up my words. We don't have a direction because we're missing Aelora.
Yeah, we're missing Olive. It sucks.
But I think I should get a carton of milk and go to bed.
What? What do you need the milk
I think I'm
for?
Slowing this down a little bit, so I'm going to take myself off to bed and you guys figure it out.
Roll for lactose intolerance.
What's the carton of milk for?
Two.
You're very lactose intolerant.
Oh, no!
Extremely. As he walks away.
You
Nobody is sleeping tonight.
You hotbox the house.
He just pounds the garden and it's just...
That's so gross.
Just so lactose intolerant.
Well,
Christ.
I got my sound juice. Glum, glum.
Well, Keenan, you figure out how we're gonna put all this stuff together in our stuff, and
sure,
I'm gonna hit the hay.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can sleep next to Rodar.
No, I can already hear that rumbling in his tummy, and I'm not down for that.
Well, you're a bard. I figured that you appreciate his beatbox.
Hell no. This fool gonna die in his sleep. I'm prepared to watch a man die.
Since it is my armor, do you want me to like help you out with it at all?
Taking it off would be a good start.
Strip.
I'm already in the process of it.
Yeah, there we go.
Nice and slow.
Oh god.
Get the straps first.
Oh god. Yeah, where was the glue keeping us together?
Artemis goes to sleep and is like, I'm gonna go blow my nose, I'll be right back.
Oh god.
It's gonna be so loud. Oh god. Was that Artemis or Rodar?
You guess.
All right, I guess. Here you go. Here's my armor.
Oh, thanks.
And I guess if you don't need me, I'll go to bed too.
Okay.
Stay awake and work for it.
Are you sure you're okay, Kian?
I'm fine. Thanks for asking. I think Yara's death is getting to me. It's very sad.
But she may not be dead.
Right. Right. Positive.
We don't
thinking.
Know where she went yet, but
right.
I know how it seems though. Like it's possible. Because if you took her somewhere, like it's pretty.
I guess I'll go do your armor, and Keen will go down to the basement to start blacksmithing. Ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk.
Alright, just give me,
5 minutes.
Okay. Let's say smith tools check.
A blowjob. Oh.
Whoa!
What? So is Rodar his nose?
Nice.
The BAT right, at a basement, homie.
Oh no. Alright, hold on a sec. Let me roll some dice.
Some dice.
Some
in the... It smells semen, by the way, if you didn't get that.
I was there. I was getting there. I could feel the heat.
Yeah, he was getting there. Relax. You can't do that on demand.
It's me longer than most.
Dismiss. Intelligence. Strength. I don't care.
It's dish.
You have a plus 12 no matter what.
Intelligence? Okay, here you go.
Is that a net one?
That was a nat 1 plus 7.
You're so ass.
No, wait. That was a nat 1 plus 8, which is 9, plus 7, which is 16.
Damn.
Like, even on a nat 1.
Nat 1, you get higher than me.
It's like a passing roll. What the fuck? I don't get you, man.
That's just how good he is. He just makes
you know
a mistake.
What they say. No nat 1s on skill checks, despite being the absolute worst thing you've ever worked on, you somehow are able to change this into what you would like to change it into.
That's so funny.
It is duct tape.
So fucking funny.
All right. So there's just a breastplate, and on the top is a very easily hittable red fire gem.
Yeah,
duct taped to the breastplate.
I couldn't mold the breastplate. I made it too well the first time, so I just like hot glue gunned the gem on it. And then put a casing over top. So now you just got this big bubble on your chest.
Slap a tape of flex glue.
Yeah. Some gorilla glue on there.
Oosh.
Ooh, ha, ha.
Here you go. One perfectly awesome forged breastplate with a gem in the middle. Congratulations.
I mean...
Everything. He took 2 minutes, by the way. Yeah. He was down there for 2 minutes.
That was fast. Your time has improved.
Everything just came together so right.
Well, I mean, none of your stuff has fallen apart in the past, so...
Yeah, I trust that.
Starts tying it down.
Yeah, it's got, like, twist ties on the inside. There you go, I've done it. Congratulations. What's next?
You guys eventually wake up in the morning.
I guess I got a cloak clasp. You could put something on there.
The gem is bigger than your cloak clasp.
Which Hope one? Things are bigger than his cloak clasp.
Wait a minute. Aw, oh, man, there isn't any that increases sexiness.
No.
I do, just by pure proxy.
Let's see, so there's the...
That almost sounded like you said epoxy.
No need to we can just have Rodar eat the green stone, right? That's how that works?
No.
And it'll just infuse, it'll infuse into his tummy?
No, because it says no need to consume.
Yeah.
It's a contradictory.
I'll just say he won't be able to shit anymore.
Oh, no, that could go bad.
Full blockage, I don't know.
Oh, no.
I wish I could see everybody's stats so I could, like...
No, you don't get to choose. You just have to pick what's best for you.
I think the
fuck everybody else over.
I think the give bonus to magic... Since you already have a bonus to your magic.
Yeah.
And do you want the store spells one, though, because of your lower spell slottage?
Can't say that.
What? It's just a smaller store?
Nice.
Sorry.
Do we need to attune to these once they're in armor?
No.
Oh, no. Okay, he said no.
No.
I'm just going to put them all on Kian's armor.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
No, I'm just joking. I wouldn't do that. Would I? Well, yeah, I would.
You probably would, but... I'm not going to. Oh, yeah, man, this know. Orange is going to clash so hard with all the red I have, but I'll take it.
You want orange?
Yeah, for the bonus to magic.
You don't want, like, the dusty rose?
Causes person to incredibly hard to hit.
Increases your AC.
Yeah, why do I need...
Although,
why do I need that? Looks at Rodar.
I don't know.
I mean, well, I can probably do something like that.
Rodar, if we give him the constitution, his AC goes up and his HP goes up.
Sure.
But I could take both.
He could take both, as he says.
Could take both.
And then his AC goes from piteous... What is it?
A couple of Fs in there for you.
15.
Oh, boths.
Boths.
To like a...
Bothities. Nuts.
Jesus.
So I got it. Let's give Artemis the strength increase so that he can use the spear. Let's give Rodar the magic boost.
Yes! Still with disadvantage.
Because it's a heavy weapon. My halfling little arms can't lift heavy weapons. It's...
Oh, it's just a thing.
Yeah, it's just a thing. The fact that I can even use this obsidian battle axe is just... Well, great axe is just a blessing from Sky.
A blessing from Sky.
Because he was like, Onyx is just going to swing a normal-ass battle axe this whole game, isn't he?
But a battle axe isn't a great weapon.
No.
I think it's a fantastic weapon.
Damn it, I was going to make that
fucking
joke.
Yes! God.
Should we just, like, scrap?
I'm going home. Like, 30 minutes.
No, it's fine.
I'm kidding. I don't want to do this anymore.
Oh, sorry for making you guys think. I'll try to do better in the future.
Okay, Onyx Stone.
Okay, what am I doing with your stone?
Okay. The store spell stone.
Make it the stone that passed.
Yeah, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
We'll give that to you to... Actually, let's give that to... Ah, Jesus, I don't want to just stuff all the gems on one person. Let's spread the love.
She said.
Okay. I'll take the... All right, what's the orange stone do again?
Gives you plus one to your spell save and plus one to your spell attack.
Okay. Right in the...
You already have it written down in chat.
Yeah, it's right there. Yeah.
It just doesn't say the specific thingy bobber.
Yeah, it just says give bonus to magic.
Because when I said it, you just paraphrased it.
Because you said it like that!
However, we did end the conversation with somebody saying, hey, just make him whatever you want, because that'd be better.
All of playing Wordle.
This is fine.
Sorry, we'll introduce your character tomorrow.
It's a good thing you spent all that time in the last 2 weeks making it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hit him with the shee.
Anyway.
Gonna go play Civ 6.
The Onyx Stone, the one that stores spells. Kian, do you want this one?
Yeah. No, I'm okay.
Then I'll take that
I'll take it.
Oh, you don't have spells. Go away.
I'm all the tearest tribute.
Okay. And the Onyx Stone works just like a...
It can store one spell.
Yeah. Up to what level?
First.
Okay.
Oof.
That's perfectly fine.
It stores one first level spell.
Only one time, or can you continuously use
it? Well, this? No, once you use it, you can put another spell in it.
Yeah, once you use the spell that's put in it.
That's useful. I like that.
Basically gives you one more spell slot. A first level. For a very specific spell.
Mm-hmm. Alright, got that. Alright, endurance, bright pink endurance increaser.
I say we give that to the
tank,
the big guy,
the health tank,
because it will give him AC. It will give him AC and health.
Rodar.
Okay, hold on. Let me write these down next to who's getting who. So Onyx gets the Onyx Stone. Saw that coming.
Yes.
I think we're mixing people up again. He's definitely called Artemis.
I know.
It's in my hat.
All right, I'll put the black stone in your red hat.
And then.
I'll put the bright pink stone somewhere on Rodar.
Maybe a nice
Moneyballs.
Maybe a nice pimp chain.
Oh.
Cool. I'll make him a bright pink necklace.
Okay. Your con goes up by one. Your AC doesn't go up, but your con goes up by one.
My AC does. I'm a barbarian.
Yeah, but it goes up by the modifier, so unfortunately you're at odd.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can take a feat next time that gives you a con boost.
But you do gain 6 HP, so you're now at 67 HP.
Ooh,
I like this. I approve.
More health points.
You've done it.
Yeah, I win life.
Okay.
I'm going to start good bearing on this.
Oh, wait, no.